I think that the president has made some significant moves in the Far East, not only in the on the question of Vietnamization of the war in Vietnam itself, not only in the accelerated withdrawal of men and the deceleration of the fighting, but also in propounding a new doctrine, which he enunciated first at Guam last July on his trip to the Far East and Romania. At that time, he stated, in effect, that the United States is primarily a Pacific power, with only peripheral interests on the Asian mainland, that we did not intend to become involved there on a combat basis anymore, that to our friends we would give logistical and economic support, but that the only way in which we would ever become involved again would be when our security was at stake and a nuclear showdown appeared to be in the offing. In other words, when there was no possible choice. I think the president has brought about this change after a long period of thought. It is overdue. What we think, and I'm sure that the president would be in favor of this, would be to have another re-evaluation, reassessment of these resolutions and powers, and if needed, continue them, and if not, do away with them. I think that all of these powers, including the president's extraordinary war powers, the Formosa resolution, the Mideast resolution, and the Tonkin Gulf resolution, can be done away with, and we ought to clear the table and start from scratch.